Hey everyone, welcome to the Lemonade Stand. My name is Alexis Kraselik and I had lots of lemonade stands when I was growing up.
My name is Elizabeth and lemonade stands are not a thing where I come from.
Welcome back everybody to episode 2. We are super excited for today because we are going to be talking about once you are ready to commit to becoming healthier, becoming more fit, how do you actually get started with that? How do you establish a routine? And we're going to be sharing about our own personal experiences, which has definitely come with its ups and downs for sure. I'm very excited to share what we've learned, and hopefully you can bypass some of the mistakes that we've made.
So in case the listeners, in case you haven't heard the mini episode I did, I talked a bit about how I was kind of struggling with the homework we had. I was expecting that because routines are a bit tricky for me, so even sitting down and writing something down for a second is tricky for me, but I did manage 3 times in the first week to write down something and 4 times in the second week, so
yay!
Hopefully we're like going towards 7 at the end of season 1. I think I did okay in some aspects, not so well in other aspects, so yeah, but it was definitely interesting to see. I realized I had especially when it comes to fitness, it was much more difficult in the second week because I was staying at my parents' house. I had to take care of their cat, so I was staying at my parents' house and just being out of my like regular environment where I know how far it is to the gym and all of this kind of got me out of balance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I'm back home now. And so I hope that I'm going to go back to my old workout routine really soon.
Yeah.
How did you do in the week?
For the homework, I did decently well. It was difficult. I was actually in Denver this past weekish, which was really great. Denver, Colorado, and it's full of lots of vegan food. Gorgeous mountains, hiking. My family, I was with them, we're not the most outdoorsy people, so we didn't really do a lot of hiking and stuff. We went and saw things, and it was gorgeous. But it was difficult, like you were saying, you know, and especially being in a place where we stayed at Airbnbs a lot and didn't have access to a gym, and I was there for a wedding, so on somebody else's schedule, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and I don't get to choose, you know, if it was just me, I'd be picking all the vegan places to eat and the super healthy ones and stuff, but, you know, I had other people to accommodate, you know, and they, you know, eat very differently than me, so I totally understand that being gone and, or, you know, not even just out of the state or a different country, but even just to a different home, you know, for whatever period of time can really kind of throw you off. So I actually just got back today because we were delayed and it was mayhem. But I am ready to just apply everything full force, and just kind of detox the crap that's going on in my body from, yeah, not exercising, not moving properly, and definitely eating a lot more and a lot more junk food, you know, than I normally would eat. So I had a great time, and, you know, a lot of that was like good things for my soul rather than nourishing for the body. But so we're going to get back into that body nourishment starting today.
Do you know that feeling? I have that now, and it annoys me so much if when I don't like run for a long time or do whatever workout you do, and then I just skip 1 or 2 weeks, like the third week is so much more difficult.
It is.
And it's so frustrating, isn't it? Because you think, it took me so long to get to a certain level, and then I lose it so quickly just from, because it didn't take me 2 weeks of training to get there, but I lose it in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, looking at how quickly we lose muscle mass and muscle tone and everything is just really scary because you put all this effort in and then, you know, like you said, you put months and months in and then within a much shorter amount of time, you can lose it. But you also do have muscle memory, which is great. So then you're able to, you know, get back and your body can kind of snap back into it quicker, especially like the longer you've been doing it, which is why a fitness routine, you know, really is important. And it's also key because if you're just hoping it's going to happen, right? If you're just hoping you're going to get back into it or even start something, that never works, right? Like if you don't have a plan for it, it's just not going to fit in your day because you've got 1,000 other things you could fit in, you know? So this is where like a routine, it may sound kind of like stuffy or stiff, or maybe you like to go with the flow a little bit more. But honestly, when it comes to getting yourself to work out, especially if it's been a while or maybe kind of the first time and maybe ever, you know, there has to be some kind of structure so that ultimately, you can rely on the structure of it rather than your motivation to go, because we can lose motivation super quickly.
Yes. And I think that's kind of going to be our topic for today, because how do I phrase that? So now, especially talking to all of our listeners who are in the same position that I was, that they think, oh, this is not for me, like, because it's not meant for me, because maybe I'm not the type of person that you think would be athletic. So this is especially for these people. I know it can be so, so difficult to motivate yourself. Yes. And if you look at other people, and this is something that mistake that a lot of people I think make, and I made as well, you see people who enjoy working out. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, this sounds fun. I'm going to do that as well. And then you go and do it, and it's maybe not fun. And it can be like several reasons why it's not like that fun in the beginning, is because sometimes you might not have found the exact right thing for yourself. So you might be doing something that's probably not fun for you. There are a lot of types of sport that I like personally feel are super boring, so I would never do them. And I don't think they're fun. And the second reason is the secret is some things are just not that much fun when you start.
Yes.
They only get fun after a while. And so if you think, oh, these people are having so much fun while doing this, I can see they're having fun and they're enjoying it. Why don't I enjoy it? Maybe because I'm a loser and I'm not made for sports. But maybe these people were just like you and thought, this is not fun, but then they did it for a few weeks or month, and then it became fun. And then there are the cases like, I have a very complicated relationship with Pilates.
Oh, yeah.
So I hate doing Pilates, but I love having done Pilates.
Yes.
Because it's so good for my body, and I feel it's good for my body, but I hate doing it because it's so exhausting. So that can also happen.
Yeah, that's the challenging part, too. You know, you have to find what your body is also compatible with. If you're older, something mm-hmm. like CrossFit may not be great because your joints, you know, may be achy and may be inflamed, right? Or if you don't have an area that's super conducive to running, you know, that doesn't really necessarily make sense or whatever, right? But also there's that fine line between, because this is how I feel about yoga, how you feel about Pilates is how I feel about yoga, is that like, I know I need to do it. And there are times when I'm laying in bed and I'm trying to go to sleep, my legs feel restless, and I'm just, all I need is a good stretch. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, oh, I could just really stretch my body out for like a good 5-10 minutes. And I know I need to do more yoga. And then it's super challenging for me because I don't do it often, and it works different muscle groups than what I'm used to working by lifting weights. And I'm also the kind of person who doesn't like to be bad at something, which is sometimes a good trait, sometimes a bad trait. So I don't do things that I won't be good at, like running and yoga, because I won't be good at them. So when working out, you know, and finding what works for you, like you said, you're so right. A lot of things aren't going to be fun at the beginning. And also, you know, you need to find something that pushes you, but doesn't harm you or hurt you, right? So getting out of your comfort zone, but not so uncomfortable to where you won't actually do it anymore.
Yeah, and I think, so here I sat down and I wrote down a few things that I think can help get you where you want to be. And this is, I think, very depending on the circumstances, like where you live. Like you mentioned, this might not be a good area for running.
Yeah.
Where I come from, it's a very good area for running because I go out of my house and then I can just like run. Mm-hmm. There's forests, there's trails, wherever I want to go. But I know that if you are living in a big city or maybe somewhere where it's more dangerous to run in the evenings, then please don't do that.
Yeah.
So one thing you can try if you're only getting started is that you should try to add fitness and movement and like mini workouts into your day-to-day life.
Yes.
We talked about doing things while brushing your teeth, for example, last time. Mm-hmm. Because if it's brushing your teeth is already a habit, so you add just another layer to that. Standing on one leg. I have a very, very bad sense of balance. And that's something that I used to do a lot. Like I would stand on one leg for the duration of brushing my teeth. And then the next day I would stand on the other leg. And I got, like, my balance got much better. Also because I then started doing Pilates. And it gets worse again if I don't do it. But this is one thing you can do. You can also, if you have the possibility, you can try to subsidize, like, to use stairs instead mm-hmm. of taking an elevator.
Definitely.
You can try to not use your car for like short distances.
Yeah.
Of course, if it takes you an hour to get to work, you have to take the car if you don't have the chance to take a train or a bus or something. But, you know, these are the small things. It's just around the corner. Just walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a car. I'm in my 30s. I have never owned a car. I think the longest I've like had a car was for a week.
Oh wow.
I borrowed my grandma's car. Yeah. And so I just never got into the routine of having a car, which is very nice because if I need to go somewhere, I have to walk or I have to take the bike. And if it's very far, I have to take the train. But I have to walk to the train station and then from the train station I have to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I live in an area where you can go by bike, where you can walk, and where you can take a train. You might not live in that area. I know this is difficult if you live in suburbia because America is built on people having cars.
Yes.
So you're depending on cars, so you are dependent on oil. That's how it works. But if you are not living in America, then try using the bike.
Definitely. And there are there are lots of places in the U.S. that have like daily bike rentals, basically, where they're all kind of like lined up and then you take a bike and I don't know exactly how you pay. But those are great. And like you said, you know, walking or even if you drive somewhere, but then walking to another store maybe or something like that, you know, instead of driving your car to the next store, whatever, just those small things, you know, do add up. Definitely. And then also, you know, so when you're trying to create a fitness routine, so maybe you started doing those small things, right? You're like, okay, I'm ready to get in actual real like movement, hit some fitness goals, you know, really start to like see changes in my body. There are a couple things that I like really recommend that you do. One, you get clear on what is your goal, because this is also going to help kind of dictate what kind of exercise you do. And you can totally do multiple kinds. Just because you say you like to run or you like to do CrossFit or yoga doesn't mean you're trapped in that one thing. And we'll talk about that too. That's especially with your homework. But, you know, what is your goal? Because like I said, it's going to dictate what you do. So if your goal is to get lean, you know, or to improve balance or flexibility, maybe something like yoga or Pilates. If it's to build muscle tone and lose fat, then definitely something like weightlifting or maybe CrossFit. If it's, you know, to build up endurance and to be able to breathe easier and to be able to walk upstairs and not, you know, be huffing at the top, maybe running, right? So figuring out what that is. And then really getting serious and honest with yourself about the time you have available and when it's going to go in your calendar. Because this is the biggest thing, right? Like if it's how many times do we say, oh, I want to do this today? Like, I had a whole list of things to do today. I didn't put it in my calendar on top of the chaos of getting home and having a headache for only sleeping 4 hours and how to eat and all that. That, you know, it wasn't in my calendar. It didn't happen, right? And that's, most of us live by our calendar, whether that's paper or, you know, online. And so putting it down and being honest, okay, I have 3 times of 30 minutes, right? So then what can you do from there? And the other thing too, and this is big, is, and this is also hopefully where we come in some, is just having that accountability. So that accountability can look different. It can look like telling your partner you're going to go to the gym and then following up, you know, maybe telling a friend.
Yeah.
Or it could be going to a class, you know, booking a class and you pay for it. So you're locked in with money and it's an appointment, right? Or a personal trainer. Or going to the gym with a friend, you know, so you can't, you don't want to let them down and tell them you have to cancel or something. And I think the accountability is really key because it's going to be hard at the beginning. Not only just hard to establish the routine, but it's going to hurt, especially if you're doing like much more intense physical activity than you've been doing, right? And even getting back into it can, you know, just a ton of muscle soreness and stuff. So you're going to not want to go, right? So having that accountability in the beginning until it's that habit, until you know, really love it, right? Or until you're like, wow, I see the changes. I really want to, you know, commit to this. And that accountability is going to be key to get you through those hard times because, honestly, they will be there.
Yeah, I accountability is great. Like, if you have somebody else to does the workout with you, that's perfect. I think the other big question, the one is who holds you accountable, and the other one is what is your motivation?
Yes.
And this is, I'm just putting that out there to my fellow plus size men and women, and it's totally fine if you say you want to work out because your goal is to lose weight, because you want to like get rid of this fat roll or that. That's absolutely fine. But working out, I think that's something that I had to realize for myself, is don't use working out as a way to punish yourself for unhealthy eating or as a way to then later allow yourself unhealthy eating. Because what happens, I heard that so much when I was in school, when I was a teenager. We had a lot of girls in class who, like, after eating one, like, chocolate bar before a big test, so they were nervous, they ate a chocolate bar to calm down. And then they all said, oh, we'll have to go to the gym much longer today. This is the BS we heard in school, and that's why it's in our mind, oh, working out is something I do because I overate or because I ate something that I thought I shouldn't eat. Or I'm working out now because then afterwards I'm allowed to have a beer or cake or whatever. And the problem with this kind of thinking is that workout then becomes a punishment. It's something that you have to do because you did something wrong. Or kind of a payment you have to make so that later you can do something wrong. And I'm not even saying that like eating the chocolate bar is wrong, but that's in your mind. Working out is not something you do so that later you can eat. These are two different things. Definitely. Eat healthy and then also work out, but don't use working out because working out should be on its own. If you ask yourself, why are you working out? The answer should not be because then I can eat a bigger meal. The answer should be because working out will then help my body get in the shape that I want. If you just lose weight and don't work out, then your body will not look the way you want. So that's fine if you say, I want to work out because I want to be able to climb the stairs. I want to be able to do this and that. All fine. Perfectly fine. Just don't use it as a punishment for eating something bad. Don't do that. It's working out doesn't deserve that, I feel.
Definitely. And, you know, all these little things, people talk a lot about self-care, right? That's really popular. And, you know, face masks for self-care and, you know, binge watching Netflix for self-care and I don't know, whatever. But all of your choices during the day are also self-care and ways to show yourself and your body, you know, love, right? And to advance it. And working out is another one of those ways. And by making it a punishment is really the opposite of self-care, you know? And it is a way for you to celebrate what your body can do. It's a way for you to become stronger. It's a way for you to tell yourself that you care enough to put in 30 minutes of work or whatever it is, you know, on the goals that you have that you've previously set to help you figure out what, you know, workout you want to do. And you're so right, you know, it's not a punishment. It's not going to make up for something else. And it is in a, they're all intertwined because they're all a part of that holistic, healthy lifestyle. But, you know, food and exercise are separate from each other. Now, you know, exercise can definitely help if you've had really bad patterns of eating and your cholesterol is really high and your arteries are clogged and you have heart issues and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It can definitely help with that and will. But like you said, it's not, oh, I ate this hamburger, so now I have to run, you know, 60 minutes on the treadmill. That's not how that works, right? Yeah. And again, it's kind of like, yeah, what you've eaten, you've already eaten, you know? And so you can't undo what you did. You can only move forward with healthy choices. And that's how it should be looked at rather than I have to undo, you know, what I did or what I'm about to do. Because working out, and I do think that you should have rewards for working out, especially at the beginning. However, I try to encourage everybody to make them not food related. Yeah. Right. So if you work out, let's say you don't work out at all and you're trying to work out 4 times a week and you hit that, I think you should get your nails done or you should get a book or, you know, take yourself out to a movie or, you know, go on a date with a friend or whatever it is. But it shouldn't be, I can eat this big piece of cake because, again, you're getting in a tricky, slippery mindset that working out equals consumption of food and that's not what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then talking about, like, motivation, because you mentioned that before, like, you have a goal. But how do you get yourself like motivated to actually stick to it? What I found, especially in the running community, if you say, oh, maybe running, you know, that sounds nice. Air is fresh. I have maybe a nice like route that I can take. But how do I get to the point where I will like do it regularly and enjoy it? I think you will have to, everybody has to find out their best way to stay motivated. Like for some people, it's working out with friends. That for me never worked. I hate working out with other people. I hate running with other people. I don't do it ever. I think I did it 3 times. All 3 were a catastrophe. I don't like it. But other people love it. So, you know, find out what works for you. Then there are several like apps and you basically have to just search the app store for running apps and fitness trackers. And for some people, like the numbers are important. For them, it's important to say, yes, I run 8 kilometers a week and I have to hit that goal because I then get my badge and then the badge will be displayed on my Apple Watch or whatever. For a lot of people, that is great motivation. So I encourage all of you to try that out. Maybe that is great motivation for you. Then there are other apps and programs that will let you compete with other people. That's also something a lot of people like. So they get together in groups, maybe like people of the same fitness level. And then everybody tries to beat each other. Like, how many steps did you get in? How many runs did you get in? How much did you improve? That's like really great for a lot of people. Like that works as well. Mm-hmm. What personally for me worked the best was gamification. And so the app that I used, I'm going to put a link to like a lot of the fitness apps and to this one as well in the description. It's by a company called Six to Start and they make like a lot of different like fitness health related apps. But the one that was like is the most popular is called Zombies Run. And there you get a story. So you become a character in the story that everybody is talking to, and while you run, your character runs, and it's kind of a zombie science fiction story. And so what happened with this is, for me, I went out for a walk-run thingy because I couldn't run for half an hour back then.
Yeah.
And so I heard the whole episode, the whole mission, and then I was done. But I wanted to know how the story progresses. So I thought, okay, you know, I can do that same just half an hour tomorrow. Then I will hear, you know, what happens to the characters, what happens to the overall mystery. So the next day I went out again, just to find out what happens next. And then 2 days later I did that as well. So I did not find the motivation in comparing myself to other people, or like even comparing myself to myself, see how much I improved.
Mm-hmm.
I got the motivation because I wanted a story, and I wanted to, like, I really fell in love with the story. So this is something that if you are a bit worried that you might not be motivated, you could look into apps like that. At the moment, I think Six to Start are the only ones who work story-based like this. But, you know, I think there's a big, big variety of apps out there. This is the one that I personally recommend because it's the one that got me into running. And it's very, like, it is in the text that you don't need to be fast. Basically, if you walk quickly or if you run slowly, that's quick enough. And I love that this was in the text, that you don't have to be that quick. Because I wasn't quick.
Yeah.
I was very slow.
Definitely. And, you know, your motivation, two things. One, I think you can test out a lot of things, like you were saying. You know, try going with a friend and try, you know, joining a gym or a class or this or that, you know, until you see what works. Don't just give up because one thing, you know, didn't keep you motivated. And then it's also okay to change, right? So maybe you've been running for a while and you've been using this app, but you know, you need something else, right, to take you to the next level. So maybe you do join a running club, or you do, you know, try to beat your time now. It's about numbers or whatever it is, right? And so, you know, we change. So it's okay for our motivations to change too. So again, if you find something that works, maybe it doesn't work in 3 more months after you've gotten stronger and faster and all that. And so, you know, don't be afraid of that. And along that too, another big thing I think that keeps people from getting into a strong fitness routine is the fear of being judged or looking silly or dumb or not knowing what they're doing, right? And I just wanted to share that, like, when I first started working out, I was a freshman in college, and I went to a big sports school. So football, American football, was like our number one sport. And these dudes are jacked. These guys are huge. Like, and they're in this awesome, this gym was amazing. This awesome gym, just like working out beside you. And on the top level is a bunch of cardio machines and a track. That's where most of the women were. And then there's like the weight room downstairs. And then there's racquetball and some other things. Well, I'm terrified to go in the weight room because it's full of all these big dudes who know what they're doing, right? And I don't want to – I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew that I wanted to lift weights. And I was going to push myself. And I'd been following people for a long time until I, like, decided to actually do it. And I'm literally in there, you guys, 2.5 pounds, which is basically, like, a kilogram, okay? Like, lifting, like, doing bicep curls, okay? Like, absolutely nothing, right? And I took a whole day, I remember, and I went and just, like, walked around to all the machines and just, like, sat down, and I didn't care. I had, like, headphones in, ignored everybody else, sat down, read the instructions, like, did a couple to make sure I could do it on each machine. There's some machines I never did again, but I looked silly for that one day, and then I gained the confidence to keep going back, right? And then also, again, I had my music, and I personally get motivated by other people because I'm like, well, I can't drop this and look silly in front of someone else, or I'm like, oh, wow, she looks super strong. Like, I want to get like her. So I love working out in a gym setting. I know that can be scary for a lot of people. But, you know, remember that everybody started somewhere. No one started with the muscles that they have or the endurance they have, right? They all started somewhere. And that no one's judging you for trying, right? You know, and you should not be judging yourself for trying either, because you're there, you're getting it. Like, you know, my dad and I, we go to the same gym, and there's It's called Gold's Gym, and it's kind of like a bro gym, basically, like a lot of really heavy weightlifter guys in there. And, you know, some of them, there's some people who are, you know, extremely overweight. There are people who are really small. You know, there are old people who are there. And I'm just so proud of everybody being in there, you know, no matter what they're doing, no matter the fitness level they're at, the weight they're at, any of that kind of stuff, because we're all there. We're all at the gym together. We're all at the class together. You know, we're all running outside together. So I think that, one, familiarize yourself with the actual workout that you plan on doing, you know, to gain a little bit of confidence in it, right? Like I did going around the machines, or maybe you just take a day and walk the path you're going to run instead of just full-blown running it at the beginning or something like that. And then do it. Because again, no one else is like, it's so easy to think that everyone's judging us, but the majority of that, if not all of that, is just in our heads, right? Yeah. And we're just kind of scared of what other people will say and think, but no one's ever said anything to me, but something positive, like, I like your shoes, or, wow, that was a cool move. Like, no one's ever come up and been like, wow, I can't believe you're at the gym right now. You know what I mean?
People usually care less about us than we think they care.
And, absolutely.
If you are out there and you still, despite everything, like, we are trying to get you to understand that, like, the gym is nothing to be afraid of, even if you are plus size or suffering from a disability, or you can't do anything because you're like 19 years old and maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. Nobody's gonna judge you. But still, if you still don't feel like comfortable enough to go there when there are a lot of people, here is a pro tip: find out when the busy times are in the, especially in the muscle areas. Yeah. You can go to like a simple like cardio machine and just watch them if you have the chance. And then mm-hmm. you will also figure out when there are like next to no people in there. And that's yes. when you go in there. And once you figured it out, okay, the best time to go is Monday at 9 p.m. because that's when all the bros go watch football. I have no idea when football is on. Then that's the time you're gonna go, so less yeah. people there to judge you. Like I go to a 24/7 gym, so and yeah. the strength area is very small, and I always feel like mm-hmm. like I do my things, my few exercises, but I still am always, I know that there are other people who have like more rigid like routines than I do. For me, it's basically mm-hmm. just something when I don't feel like running. And so I always, like, I don't want to be in the way.
Yeah.
And so I tend to go at times when I know nobody's there, so I can just take as much time as I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, this leads to the homework, is that I think the biggest thing is just experimenting, like we said, with motivation, with different types of workouts, you know, with accountability, all those things take some time, unless you already know right off the bat, I'm doing yoga at this time, I want to go to improve my mental health, I know it'll work, you know, whatever, right? Maybe you've just kind of been off of your routine and you just needed this extra little push to get back. But especially for those, you know, who haven't exercise ever, or maybe a lot recently, then really experimenting is the key. And the homework for this week, along with the, you know, series long or season long homework, which is to write down something that went well and something you can improve upon health wise every day if you can, if not every other day, or as much as you can build up to. And definitely please share that with us on social media. We'd love to share that out and support you guys and give you any feedback as well. But the homework for this episode, which we will check back in 2 weeks, is writing down 2 or 3 different types of workouts that sound interesting to you. Okay, so something that you want to try and something you think you will do. Jillian Michaels, who is a celebrity trainer, once said, and I thought this was brilliant, on a podcast, someone asked, what kind of exercise should I do? And she said, whatever you will actually do.
Yes.
And that's really it, right? So write down 2 or 3 kind of workouts that you think you'll actually do, and try each one of them at least twice in the next 2 weeks, okay? So CrossFit, yoga, running, Pilates, spinning, acro yoga, water aerobics, weightlifting, I don't know, whatever, kayaking. It's the summertime, whatever you guys feel. And then afterwards, sit down, just maybe you can even do this while you're stretching and just write it in your phone. But how did you feel while doing it? And how do you feel after? Because it can be, we do that for a couple reasons. One, to be able to see, did we actually like this and want to continue this kind of exercise, right? And two, it can be easy to just, when you have to go and do it again, to think, oh, I'm tired, I'm sore, I don't wanna. But then if you can look back at that note in your phone or that piece of paper and see, no, I felt amazing. I felt like I got a runner's high. You know, I, you know, have all these endorphins. I felt super happy at it. I had no anxiety during the whole time, whatever it, you know, might be and look like for you. That can also be motivation to help you keep going, is to just be able to remember, because you wrote it down, how'd you actually, how'd this make you feel? And probably it's going to make you feel awesome. There's this, you know, saying that like you never regret a workout, right? That you do. Only the ones you don't do. The only time I think that's untrue is if you actually injured yourself during a workout. But
this is
other than that,
important disclaimer. If you are unsure about, if you say, oh, I want to do bouldering or bull climbing, whatever.
Yeah.
Skiing. Especially skiing. Please, please be careful when skiing. I see so many broken legs. It's not even funny. So when you're not sure if you can do this, you can always like talk to your doctor or whatever. They are always gonna be super happy when you decide to work out. Or you can ask, like a lot of gyms offer like free trainer, a set with a trainer where they can make sure.
Yes.
Because that's the one thing with the strength machines, like Alexis, you said you did do a lot of reading. I was too lazy for the reading, and when I signed up for the gym, I got like one full hour with the trainer, and so she made sure that I'm using all the exercise things correctly. So,
yeah,
please really make sure, because you can hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Hurting yourself is not going to be a positive association with working out. That's what we are trying to do.
That's going to be very negative. Yes. So definitely, you know, whether that is you need to take the time to read or get a trainer or watch some videos on what to do. You know, I've looked up form on several different exercises, you know, even ones I've been doing. I just want to, you know, make sure, or asking someone at the gym or during the class, hey, can you just make sure I'm doing this right? You know, people are really happy to do that, especially if there's a teacher in the class. You know, if you're doing yoga, you can really hurt something, you know, if you're not in the right position and, you know, alignment and everything, and just asking them, can you just check really quickly? That's what they're there for.
Yes,
they're happy to do that. And oh my gosh, if you ask somebody at the gym, am I doing this right? You know, that looks like they know what they're doing. They're going to be so excited that you ask them, you know? So definitely make sure you keep your safety first and foremost.
And here's maybe a motivational story for you, something that happened to me, dear listeners. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of strength workouts. I don't like them that much because I think they're a bit boring for me, but I do them. And I don't do them much, but I have seen a big, big progress in like the last year that I did it.
Yeah.
And today I saw an elderly couple trying to get their car into their garage. And I didn't understand first what was happening, but then I realized that their car had broken down. And so the lady was having a walking aid, and the guy was like half in the car, half outside pushing it because he had to use the steering wheel. And so I just got out and I told them, you lady, please sit down. You're going to hurt yourself. And you, sir, please go sit inside the car and take care of the steering. And then this person here pushed the car with the guy in the driver's seat into the garage. It was not that far. It was just a few meters. And it was really hard. And I'm probably going to feel it everywhere in my upper body the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that like a year ago, I would not have been able to do. But I did it.
That's amazing.
I pushed a car in a garage. I'm so proud of myself.
I love it. And that's, you know, you can train for certain reasons, you know, maybe a competition or, you know, certain goals to hit or whatever. I personally, like, love to train for life. So when something like that comes up, that you can do it, that when you want to climb up the stairs to a cool, you know, thing that you see, you know, while you're traveling, you can do it while, you know, someone says, hey, let's hike up this thing and go to a waterfall. Like, you have the ability to do that, you know, and because you never know what's going to come up, or you can lift a heavy box and you don't need help, you know, you're strong. And I think even, you know, having specific goals is great, but even just training for life so that when something like that comes up, you can say, I can do this. And just like, how not only great do you feel about yourself because you're able to help somebody, but how great do you feel like just that you were capable of doing that, when you probably didn't think that. If someone said, hey, could you push a car in a garage, you'd probably say no, but you did it, you know? So I think training for life is, like, that's my underlying motivation. Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes I'll have things on top of that, but that's really awesome. I love that.
And you wouldn't believe how awesome it feels to sprint after a bus that is about to leave, and then you catch it, and then you're sitting in the back of the bus and, you know, you're a bit out of breath, sure, because you just did a sprint that you did not expect to do, but you're mostly fine instead of feeling like you're dying because you're so exhausted. So that's pretty cool.
And I think too, with the homework, you know, how did you feel after it and while doing it? That will also help to keep you to see motivate or to see progress, you know, to see that while I was doing it, gosh, this was so hard. And then in a week or two, it's like, oh, that wasn't that bad. You know, I'm actually, like, I'm feeling good now. I'm not, you know, on the floor dying, like, incapable of breathing, right? So, you know, those notes in the homework, not only just trying the different workouts, but how'd you feel doing it afterwards are going to help to show you that progress that maybe you forget sometimes, or it's easy because we see our bodies every single day to not see that progress. But even just how much heavy we're breathing, right? Or if we were capable of doing 5 jumping jacks and now we can do 20, you know, or whatever it is. That's also just awesome motivation and just shows you that progress that you maybe didn't think you were making.
Do you know, Alexis, do you have an idea what is one of the new things you want to try for this homework?
I'm actually going to try running and yoga because my body has been craving yoga. And I know that sounds weird, but I can just tell it, like, wants to stretch. And running, because I hate it. So I think running's super boring. I never know what to think about, and all I can think about is, when is this over? So I'm going to employ these different things and see what kind of motivation I can have for to get me to run. What are you going to try?
I think I'm also going to give yoga another try. I did yoga and Pilates. I started, like, around the same time. And I felt yoga, and maybe it was just the instructor that I had. It was so heavily focused on breathing and feeling. And then you constantly say, om. And I was, like, sitting in Austria, like, in the middle of the Alps in my small town, surrounded by, like, white Austrian women like me, who were just, like, standing there and chanting all these, like, stuff, and it felt, like, weirdly appropriating. So you know, so maybe I will go and take another yoga class with another instructor. Maybe I will like it better.
Yes.
I think that's probably the reason I didn't enjoy yoga, because the whole time I was like, this feels kind of silly, and also it feels like I'm playing a culture that I have no idea about. So
yeah, that was that can happen too. You know, you can find, you know, maybe you're with a trainer that you don't really like, or you want to try maybe a different yoga instructor. Maybe you try one online instead of in person, or a different CrossFit gym or something. So, you know, too, that could be a factor, right? It doesn't just mean that you have to give up because you tried it one time and you're like, this isn't for me instantly. Now, if you really know, like, and you really just hate the exercise and all of that, maybe. But, you know, try a different person, or try a different time, or try a different gym or something. Give it at least 2 tries, you know, to see what you think about it.
And the other thing I want to do is, I'm trying to schedule that with a friend, so I'm more motivated to actually do it, is that I want to hike up the mountain. I'm
Love it.
Very fine, was just going up and down the hills and walking for long distances. Totally fine. Hiking up a mountain for me, because this is something we had to do as kids with the parents, like the all
yeah.
Here, all the parents, they just like pull their kids up the mountains as soon as they can walk. That's what we do for fun, I think. I don't know. So I hate that now because I had to do it as a kid. So
yeah.
It's going to be a tiny, tiny hike up a tiny, tiny hill. That's good for a start.
I love it.
Yeah. I will take a picture down from the hill and post it on Instagram as kind of a proof that I made it up there.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it so much. So everyone, your homework is to try or write down two or three different kinds of exercises, workouts that you want to do, and try them at least two times in the next 2 weeks. And then after it, or while you're stretching, cooling down, write how did you feel while doing it and after. And then feel free to share that with us on all of our social media, which we will have in the description, the show notes, and come and follow us over there so that we can hang out with you guys and we can see how you're doing and we can help to hold you accountable while we also share our experiences in between the episodes.
And if you need more like ideas, if you don't even know where to start, what kind of exercises could you do, I will post a few like running related things like apps in the description. Maybe Alexis, you as the more experienced when it comes to like strength training and those kind of things, maybe you have some YouTubers you want to recommend for, or also for yoga and these kind of things, so that you can just like, guys, you can just browse through the descriptions and then maybe there's something that catches your eye.
Definitely. Well, we are so excited to see how you guys do, and we can't wait to see you back for episode 3.
Yes, and keep your eyes open for pictures from my hike. I'm going to look very angry in all of them.
Okay. Same with running, so it's going to be good. We'll get through it together.
We'll do it. Okay. Everybody have a great evening, and keep working. That's all we can do. Keep trying and keep working.
You guys got this.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Time for some footnotes. The music you heard in this episode was Wireless by the one and only Lee Rosevere. You can find a link to Lee Rosevere's amazing music in the description. Also in the description, you can find links to the apps by Six to Start mentioned in the episode, as well as some YouTube videos for you to browse through if you are not sure what kind of workout you want to try out, just to give you some ideas. And there's more. This description box is like a fountain of amazing stuff, because there's also a link to our Facebook group and our Instagram, and brand new, the email address you can use to get in touch with us. Yes, that's right. If you want to give us feedback on how your homework went, feel free to send us a message or a voicemail. You can do that either directly via the Anchor app, Anchor is where our podcast is hosted, or you can send us a sound file to our email address. We would love to hear from you and hope you have an amazing day. Bye-bye.